I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Puzzling story from our friends over at Channel 9 and Matt Fleener. Overnight, did you guys see this?
Who got Fleenered?
Well, so, yeah, huh? I just don't understand how this happens. And we're not going to talk about guns per se at 4 o'clock on a holiday, walk up to a holiday weekend.
Okay.
But it is about a gun. And I help me understand, if you own one, how you would accidentally just leave it somewhere. That's what this story is about. So listen to this. KMBC 9 Investigates has learned new and concerning information about a loaded gun found earlier this week at Lee's Summit West High School. According to the police report, the gun was loaded at the time it was found by students in the theater of Lee's Summit West, something neither the district nor police disclosed to the public. The open records request obtained Thursday by Channel 9 states an individual contacted police late in the evening on July 11th to report that he had lost a firearm. Okay, the report was he had lost a firearm. In Missouri, it is illegal to carry one into a school unless the individual is designated as a school protection officer.
School resource officer.
Yeah, or a police officer.
Sometimes you could have a special certification as like an assistant principal.
So listen to this. A suspect is listed in the report. However, that information has been redacted. So we don't know if it was a school resource officer, a police officer, a detective. We don't know.
What we do know is that there was a random loaded gun laying around a high school.
In the theater specifically, okay? So listen to this. Students found it a couple days ago. A check of computer records linked the gun listed as lost. When students went and told adults, a school resource officer secured it. Lee Summit police were notified, all of this stuff. Police told the district they believe the gun, quote, had been misplaced by someone who attended an event hosted by a group at the Performing Arts Center. They're also saying that there was a lapse in communication once the gun was reported stolen. Like, no one told the school we might have a missing gun. So listen to this.
Why not report that you found a gun?
Well, that's where I've got so many questions about this. In a news release, Lee's Summit police say the gun's owner, when contacted, told officers that he had been at a local grocery store, a friend's house, and then to a performance in the auditorium at Lee's Summit West. The owner realized he no longer had the gun during the performance at the high school and said, quote, he searched all around his seat in the theater, retraced his steps to the grocery store, couldn't find it, then reported the loss to Lee's Summit Police.
Mm.
This to me, ooh, almost, tell me if I'm wrong. Does this not have to be some sort of law enforcement officer? And here's why. If you as a layperson misplace your gun, do you call police right away and say, I've lost my gun?
Assuming that gun is registered, yeah, every single gun owner would call immediately. Because
see, that to
that
me
gun,
sounds like something a law enforcement officer would immediately be like, oh, hell, I can't find my service weapon.
If it is registered to you and it happens to be used in a crime, it better be reported stolen at the time or you are suspect numero uno.
So parents are understandably furious because no one ever told anyone, we have a gun missing. One of the last known places where it was missing a month
was
ago
a high school.
Was loaded in a high school theater. And then that's where it was found by students who thankfully did the right thing, contacted an adult. They're not saying who the owner is.
And something tells me that this was not a registered, whatever you called it, school protection personnel. If they lost it in the auditorium, something tells me that they had it concealed. They forgot that it was on them. How you do that, I don't know.
That's what I don't understand.
They went in to watch the show, and at some point it fell off, probably was sitting under a seat nearby.
But Sam, guns have some heft to them, do they not? Like, I've lost lip gloss before at, like, a Royals game. I've never understood how someone just loses their firearm, let alone in a theater. I've heard of cases where you go to use the restroom, and you take off the holster, and it ends up, you know, behind
on
a
the toilet,
toilet
paper dispenser
in
or
the
something.
Denny's or whatever. We've certainly had those cases happen. How does it drop out in a theater and you don't know where it is?
This could be somebody that was, you know, concealing carrying and probably maybe
should not have been.
Should not have been. But when they sat down in their chair, perhaps they hit the armrest and it unlodged their firearm and it got stuck inside the chair, perhaps. And even if they looked around for it, maybe they just looked underneath and maybe it was stuck inside.
Or, Dan, to your point, maybe they had wider set hips and they went to sit down and it hit the armchair or the armrest.
You wouldn't hear the clunk.
Put it underneath their seat. But, Dana, I get your point, and this is not a defense of this guy in any way, shape, or form, in asking how do you leave your gun behind and forget it? How many times a year do we do stories about kids in hot cars?
I suppose.
That's a living being, and people leave it behind and forget it.
This person did when he left. He couldn't find it and thought, okay, let me call the grocery store. I don't know how you lose it in a grocery store. Let me call, not the school, but called the police and did say, I can't find it.
Yeah.
The whole thing's very odd to me. If Fleener finds out more, we will let you know. All right, on to ABC News. We have talked about facial recognition a whole lot on this program, and there is a new case where a man was arrested, had nothing to do with the crime, and he was arrested because of facial recognition, failed AI, basically. Civil rights and privacy groups are demanding an investigation into the NYPD's alleged use of facial recognition technology after a false match has once again led to a man being wrongfully arrested for a crime he did not commit. Quoting here from Travis Williams, I was so angry. I was stressed out. The man they were looking for, he says, was 8 inches shorter than me and 70 pounds lighter. Despite that, Williams was falsely arrested and jailed for 2 days, despite not even matching the physical description given by the victim in the case. The only similarities were that both men were black and both men had dreadlocks. That's it. Location data from his cell phone showed that Williams was miles away from the crime. He was actually driving from Connecticut to Brooklyn at the time another man was photographed flashing a woman in Manhattan's Union Square. But Williams tells Eyewitness News that officers falsely arrested him anyway 2 months later using facial recognition technology. Quoting here from a staff attorney at Legal Aid, this could have been very easily solved just by really doing traditional police work. NYPD and other police departments have said that facial recognition technology has been successful. But even if there is a possible match, they say we cannot and will never make an arrest solely using that technology.
Yeah, maybe we should look at some, I don't know, very simple statistics like height and weight and acknowledge the fact that this guy is nowhere near the guy you're looking for.
The man's own cell phone So technology giveth, technology taketh away.
Yeah.
His own cell phone proved he was nowhere near the scene. And again, he was 8 inches shorter and 70 pounds lighter than the suspect.
Which is a dramatic difference.
I don't know what the answer is here, but it looks like they got a hit based. And think about it. Not a ton of, I don't want to say not a ton of people have long dreadlocks. That's going to narrow it down.
And I'm assuming the complexion of this person
is
not.
You're narrowing it down. First of all, it's not a woman.
Yeah.
So that takes out 50% of the population. Then you're narrowing it down even more because it's a very specific hairstyle.
Yeah.
Why not just look at the height? 913-586-7798. We're back with much more straight ahead on Dana and Parks. 45 minutes away, by the way, from the airing of The Grievances. Festivus Friday coming your way here in just a bit.
Brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm an HG.
We have an update.
We have an update. The Rhode Island Assistant Attorney General, whose arrest went viral after telling police officers they would, quote, regret taking her to jail.
It was a 5.5 minute long video. That was all that was captured on the body cam video. I can only imagine what happened before and after. And it got more and more sad every moment.
This is where the restaurant just said, please just leave. You're trespassing. We want you to leave.
Yeah.
She refused to leave. Police were like, please just go. And then she went on the tirade that I'm an AG, not the AG, because the AG is the one that leveled the punishment. So Special Assistant Attorney General Devin Flanagan, who was arrested for willful trespass, has been placed on 6 months of unpaid leave. quoting here from the actual attorney general, Special Assistant Attorney General Devin Flanagan mistreated the Newport Police Department, embarrassed herself, the office, and frankly, me. We hold our attorneys to the highest personal and professional standards. She plainly did not meet those standards here. Police were called to the restaurant just before 10 p.m. after an intoxicated woman and her friend refused to leave the premise.
I mean, that was the worst of the worst when it comes to do you know who I am?
It was, yes.
Especially considering that she didn't really
She was in
that
court, by the way. She was in court yesterday. You know, we sincerely hope she takes time to reflect on this, but she pleaded no contest yesterday afternoon and reportedly received a 6-month filing, which means that after 6 months, the case could be dismissed. This is one of those viral moments that you know if she could give anything to go back in time, you would give just about anything to go back in time.
Yeah.
Because it went viral in all of the wrong ways.
Do we know what happened with the friend? You remember the lawyer put out the statement that said the only reason that she reacted the way that she reacted is because this is her first run-in with the law.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, your first run-in tells you to start kicking cops?
Allegedly.
It was on video.
I don't know.
Also, great point from the text line. I'm confused by this as well. Why put her on 6 months unpaid leave? Is she that good at her job that you need her back in 6 months? Is there not somebody else out there that you can appoint?
Someone thinks she
to
should be fired.
I don't know that I agree
she should be fired.
If it's bad enough that she needs to go to time out for 6 months,
yeah,
it's bad enough that she should
know.
Be fired.
I asked one of my friends who's an attorney, like, if any case comes up from this point forward involving that specific police department, is there an issue here?
But that's not an elected position. It's an appointed position. So she is hired similarly to the way that we are all hired in our standard daily job.
Not appointed. The attorney general would be certainly voted in, but then his staff
is appointed
is
by
up
him
to his discretion.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think.
But you think she should be fired?
I think that if she were in any other job in the world, she would have been.
You think?
Find me one thing that you could do here that would get you 6 months unpaid leave, and then you're allowed to return back to the microphone.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you do something bad enough that they decide that you need 6 months off, they are not going to welcome you back to the airwaves.
My favorite story of the day.
Let's not test those waters.
Let's not. Woman nonchalantly drives down a highway with a metal staircase attached to her car. In Now We've Seen Everything News, a woman in Canada was pulled over by highway police because, quote, she had a large metal staircase stuck to her car.
So by now you've seen this video going around and probably wondered what the heck. So it turns out this individual backed into that staircase over at Queensway and Dixie, and then for reasons we don't really understand, drove all the way down the Queensway with it attached to their vehicle before finally getting intercepted by police. We're not really sure what the heck was going on there. The investigation's ongoing, but she's since been charged, a 22-year-old from Woodbridge, with careless driving.
22 years old. The investigation is, quote, ongoing. Several drivers called it in, by the way.
And you may be wondering, well, maybe she just bumped something and it accidentally
hooked onto her. How big is the staircase?
It encompasses the entire vehicle. She smashed in her rear hatch. It's an SUV. It is absolutely smashed in.
Wait.
And the metal support legs from the lower portion of the staircase, because, you know, there's four support points on a staircase. On the lower portion, the bottom step is just dragging and causing sparks on the road.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You guys, there are 13 stairs with a complete railing on the side that then goes up to a squared platform, like 4 foot by 4 foot.
Yeah.
The entire staircase goes up the back of her car, and the platform is then on top of the car. This looks like something like the staircase you would climb to get to Friday Night Lights football. On the left-hand side, when you're going to a high school football game, the stairs go all the way up, and then there's that little platform at the top.
I was also thinking the stairs that you would see on a tarmac to get into, like, a private jet.
Yes.
Minus the wheels, because those would have wheels.
Okay,
so
when I heard staircase,
sparks.
I thought, like, a couple of stairs.
No, full-blown staircase. Literally sitting on top of the vehicle. And she had to know.
Yeah, I don't.
But she's only charged with reckless driving, so something tells me they gave her a sobriety test.
I don't know.
I don't know how you do that sober.
Also from the Idiot File, 53-year-old local man has been federally indicted after aiming a laser pointer at an airplane. 53-year-old Aaron Randall Class of North Kansas City.
They don't like it when
was arrested this week. I'm going to say that again. He is 53 years old.
Committing the crime of a 13-year-old.
He's accused of aiming a laser pointer at an aircraft back in November of 2024. How did they catch this guy? Court documents did not indicate exactly where the incident happened, but it was investigated by the North Kansas City Police Department. This is up by the airport somewhere.
They know. I don't know how they figure it out, but they always do.
Class faces up to 5 years in federal prison. Please tell me what a 53-year-old man is doing pointing a laser at an aircraft.
I remember we got warning after warning when I was in grade school, both from our teachers,
like,
from school administrators, from parents. Because, you know, at one point for a couple of years, laser pointers were the big thing in the classroom. What can we shine it on without the teacher noticing? Ha ha.
By the way, he is alleged to have aimed this thing, a green laser beam, at an Aero Commander 500B aircraft.
And I always wondered, how do they figure out,
I will
to
tell
your
you
point,
how.
Dana,
yeah, here's more.
Where it came from?
Class's residence is near the Charles B. Wheeler downtown airport. He is alleged to have aimed it. I don't know what an Aero Commander 500B aircraft is, but the aircraft was flying at 1,500 feet. He was indicted yesterday.
And I do believe it lights up the entire windshield when you do hit the plane.
He faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
They take it seriously. Something tells me he's probably going to lose his job.
I'm going to look that up over the break. See what he does professionally. 913-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead. Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes on this long Labor Day weekend. Back with much more straight ahead. Ba-dump, ba-dump.
That's
US
right.
Open,
treat her right.
The U.S. Open is serving $100 chicken nuggets with caviar on them.
Because if there's one thing that I needed to add to my poor man meal is...
It's caviar.
Caviar?
I haven't been out to the stadium all year. I'm embarrassed to say it. We have not missed a single Royals game. We are going tonight. I haven't even tested out their new menu. Like, they bring it all, yeah, every year. Yeah. It's like, this is on the new menu. I'm so excited.
Perfect.
Looks
weather.
Like the weather is going to be perfect. Super excited for that.
Got your Cags jersey ready?
I got my Cags jersey. It is in the car. It's one of those, like, I don't know.
If you scream really loud, he might be able to hear you up in Omaha.
In Omaha. I don't know if it's going to be warm or cold. I brought jeans and I brought shorts to change into because it's sort of that in-between stage where it's 80 degrees right now, but then the sun's going to go down and...
You're going to be in the shade. I would go ahead and stick with the jeans.
So I want to ask you guys, what is the one thing that you would like to do? Like the one goal in your life before you die. Do you have one big, and I don't mean like my goal is to, travel all 50 states, although that's a cool goal.
We're not talking a bucket list item.
Do you have something that like you think is so impossible that you've always wanted to do? And we're going to take this hopefully to the top of the hour. We're also going to do the ADD word of the day before we get to Festivus Friday. So listen to this from CBS News. A 102-year-old man has become the oldest person ever to climb Mount Fuji, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. 102 years old, he climbed his country's tallest peak, reaching the summit at 12,388 feet. In doing so, he surpassed the previous record, which he set himself when
at
he
96.
Summited it at 96.
Yeah.
Bragger.
Now he's just bored.
So here's the other deal. He's had some health challenges. He had heart failure. And I think he did this to prove, you know, that age is just a number. You can do anything that you set out to do. I have never run a marathon. I cannot imagine doing that to my body. I have never, like, I'm not into the scaling the mountain, but I'm curious, what is your thing? Do you have one thing that before you die you want to do? This guy's 102 years old and climbed the tallest mountain in his country.
I mean, the only ones that are coming to mind for me are like the big life things that take your entire life. They're not one thing, but I guess that would have to do with the stage of my life.
Okay.
Like I want to raise amazing chickens. Children. Or chickens. Maybe chickens alongside amazing children.
You want to raise amazing children as well as some chickens.
Right.
I don't know. If I had to like I want to travel, but that's not, it can be hard to do. But I don't think that's like an impossible thing to do the way that like scaling a mountain would be impossible to do.
From the text line, to attain the VIP
ness
that Dana has.
No, it's got to be something actually difficult.
Wow.
What is actually difficult to do? Like, I mean, maybe for some people it's charitable work, Sam, or it's like, you know, you want to leave the world a better place. For me, the physical exertion that it would take to like climb a mountain, like I look at the people that climb Everest, I cannot understand that. I don't understand the cost. I don't understand the risk to life and limb. I don't understand the risk to other people around you. And I hate the cold. I don't understand the mountain thing.
Now, Fuji is not necessary. It's not like he was climbing ice walls.
We thought her too.
Yeah, it's more so a steep hike than it is anything like Mount Everest. I guess I spent so much time in the ocean and I never learned to surf. Learn to surf?
Okay.
I don't know.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
surf
one.
A barrel.
Here's one that I don't think I can do, but I would be willing to try it, and that's scuba diving. It scares me to death.
Okay.
I don't like going underwater and not knowing where the bottom or the top is. And I have friends who have become certified. Jamie Monticelli certified.
She is?
Oh, she's good.
Jump out of a plane?
Never. I wouldn't do it.
I still regret chickening out. I was signed up.
Oh, I didn't know.
I paid the deposit and I chickened out.
Did you get up into the plane?
No. I just called 48 hours in advance for a free cancellation.
I would never
jump out of a plane. You know, I think I'm good.
Because to me, that is something that's like exhilarating for people and maybe conquering your fear if you're afraid of heights or something, but it's not difficult. I mean, once you agree to go up there, they shove you out of the plane.
See, and that would be the hardest part for me is the relinquishing that control to have them shove me out, because stepping out would be impossible. I've bungee jumped. I love the free fall feeling. It is the most exciting thing ever. I think I would love skydiving, but convincing my body to walk up to the edge of that door
and get out
and jump out.
Have you done the, you know, the iFly?
I have not.
Sky thing. I would tell you, I've done it once because the children wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I would do it if I were you, Sam. I did not like it, and here's why. The feeling of the air that is flying up your face and your nose, I felt like I couldn't breathe. And it is as close to simulating free falling from a plane as you're going to get. I could not catch my breath with the air pressure flying up to my face. Like your cheeks are literally going like waffling because of the pressure of that air. I didn't love it. Because I don't like that feeling. You know what I mean? 913-586-7798. Let's go to Ken in Olathe. Hey, Ken, go ahead.
Yes, you stole my thunder about skydiving. That I've already done. The other thing is in Glacier National Park in Montana is driving on going to the Sun Road. Because it's a narrow two-lane road that's hugging the side of a sheer cliff.
Oh, gosh. And no rails, Ken? You just go and they tell you don't look down?
Railing? What's railing?
Right? No, I'm being serious. Right. Like you're there on your own accord and buyer beware. You just go and you enjoy it and you be careful.
And kiss the road once you get back to the other side.
I think that's cool. Ken, I would absolutely do that. Oh, here's a good one. We might have a winner, Josh from Fort Scott. This is a good one.
Dana, how are you? How are you? Good to see you guys. Good to hear you guys.
Good. Welcome on in.
Appreciate it. We miss you at Chicken and Pickle, by the way.
I miss it.
When the break is over, come on out, please.
Yeah, I need to get back at it.
Absolutely. A comedian. I've always wanted to be a comedian, but it has to be guaranteed laughs. Otherwise, I couldn't do it.
To take the mic and stand up on an open mic night, I think Josh, truly is one of the most terrifying things to do. And people will say, oh, I think I'm funny. I think I could do that. I think getting up on stage and making people laugh is scarier than bungee jumping, jumping out of a plane, like scarier than all of those things combined.
I think that's right. And I don't write jokes. I'm just a commenter. So I'm probably not that good.
But just the fact that you acknowledge like how difficult that would be is really cool, Josh. I think a lot of people would love to try it until someone hands you the mic and shoves you out there and says, all right, go.
Well, getting up there and making people laugh is the easy part. Getting up there and not getting a single laugh.
Oh, gosh.
That's the hard part.
That's why when I go to, you know, from time to time, we'll go to live comedy shows. I think the same thing with certain professional sports, like certainly golf. You don't understand how impossible it is to be at the top of that game. I really, truly believe that. And how many comedians work their entire lives in dive bars, making no money, getting heckled on stage, and are actually legitimately funny.
Right.
Because there's luck involved, too. There's luck involved with who's watching and where are they watching and, you know, are you at the right place at the right time?
But I'm still trying to think of something that would be similar to hiking Mount Fuji at 102 years old. I'm really struggling. That is a very unique. I'm going to break my own record. I did it at 96. I can do it again. I want to see this guy. Is he like ripped?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I think climbing the mountain at 102 is easier than getting on the stage and trying to be a comic.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, and it's also, but it is a training thing. I mean, I guarantee you that he didn't at 95 and a half say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to climb Mount Fuji in 6 months. I bet you he's been climbing mountains his entire life.
He probably eats kale.
Certainly.
913-867-7798. We have your final ADD word of the day coming up straight ahead. We're going to actually test Dan, see how many of these he remembers. We have five from this week. I think I could name one of them. I think I could name one of them.
Hit me.
And I'm really going to have to think about it during the break.
Okay.
I think I could think of yesterday's munificication or something.
No.
Munificence?
You combined yesterday's and the day before's.
We'll remind you what our ADD words of the week were when we come back. And then it is time for Festivus Friday. We will air the grievances promptly at 5:06 to get you off in the right frame of space, in the right frame of mind for your Labor Day holiday weekend here on Dana and Parks.
Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, sometimes we are here to make you dumber. You're welcome.
Most of the time.
And sometimes we are here to try and make you smarter. And we came up with the idea of the ADD anti-dum-dum word of the day several weeks ago because there was a study out that as Americans, we're not really expanding our vocabulary much. We have a certain number of words that we use. We tend to go back to the same words.
Typically 30 to 40,000. However, with the internet and the use of AI,
we're all getting dumber.
That number is dwindling.
Right. And so
dwindling.
One of the words, by the way, Dan, that he came up with, I knew before he gave us the definition, but it's the first time that it has happened.
Oh.
And we challenged Sam about a week ago to start looking for words that we could actually use in conversation.
Which, right, by the way, makes it significantly more difficult when we're factoring in words that none of us know the definition to, because given, right, the industry that we're in, we use a lot of words. And needing words that we could use,
right,
in everyday life.
Like one of
life.
The first verbs, Dan, was fascinating, but it was the act of throwing someone else out of a window.
Defenestration.
Yes. Yes. How do you remember that?
Well, I knew it beforehand.
Oh, good God. This is going to be insufferable with Dan. All right. Start at the top,
Sam. You agreed to invite him in here.
I know. And let's see which of the dum-dum words, anti-dum-dum words of the week Dan remembers.
I may not know any of them.
All the way back to Monday.
Okay, start
and
with
you
Monday.
You did not get this one. You got Tuesday's word, okay, right off the jump. But all the way back to Monday, we've got borborygmus.
Borborygmus.
That is correct. Borborygmus.
Borborygmus.
It is a noun.
Is that miss or nis?
M-U-S. Borborygmus. B-O-R-B-O-R. Y-G-M-U-S.
It sounds like something physical.
Like a goiter.
No,
excuse
not medical.
Me, ma'am. You have a borborygmus on your neck.
It has Greek origins.
Yeah. Borborygmus. It's the act of doing something, and I don't know.
First appeared in the 1800s, skyrocketed around 1900, and it's died off since then. Dana?
I don't remember.
Borborygmus, a rumbling or gurgling noise.
Of the stomach!
Made by the movement of fluid and gas in the intestines.
Well, you can use that one.
I know.
After eating Taco Bell, I suffer borborygmus.
Okay.
That was Monday's word, borborygmus.
Need to write that one down.
Mm-hmm.
I can amaze my friends with that one.
Borborygmus. So,
0-0 is our score.
Yep.
Histrionic.
Oh, yeah. That's when you go a little crazy and you're acting out.
Yes. Extreme emotion.
Melodramatic.
Melodramatic.
Mm-hmm. Melodramatic.
That was the one that I guessed, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 1-1. We both knew that.
And why do you think that she guessed that one, Dan? Uh-huh.
I'm not saying a word.
Right?
Munificence.
Oh, that's when you, it's like when you have to, when you overpay, like largesse when you're spending a lot of money. You're being very munificent.
He got it.
It's pretty close.
It's pretty close. It's overly generous.
Having great generosity.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Dan, I'm impressed. You got two.
Thanks. All right, I'm going to give you guys a new one for today.
Okay, lay it on me.
You have not heard this one yet.
Okay.
It is a verb. It is a formal term.
I love it. I love the verb.
Abjure.
Abjure?
Abjure, mm-hmm. A-B-J-U-O-U-R.
A-B-J-U-R-E. Abjure.
Oh, abjure.
Oh, I think that's something.
Is the root to forget?
No. Lawyers use that word, I think.
Is it Latin, Sam?
Aren't all words?
Well,
it is of Latin origin, yes.
I mean, I may be off, but I think it's some type of legal word.
Abjure, to formulate an opinion before you have all the facts.
Ooh, not quite. It is to solemnly renounce a belief, cause, or claim.
Do you abjure something or someone?
Yes.
Both.
Or a belief, like you can have it be about religion or politics.
Okay.
You so abjure that belief.
Is a
set, that's a good word.
A set of beliefs that I abjure.
For example, I used to think that, nothing against Five Guys, I actually love your fries, but I'm just going to use this as the example. I used to think that Five Guys had the best fries, but after trying the ones at Wendy's, I abjure that.
You abjure. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dan, we're going to have fun using that word. I abjure.
I abjure.
And our fourth word
for the
week.
I feel like you need to say it with gusto, and you need to stand up and point your finger when
as
you say
always.
It. I abjure.
Our fourth word of the week, which I actually had a client look at me this morning at the gym and say, as we were stretching, obviously she's a listener, it's time that we pendiculate.
Pendiculate.
What does it mean?
Pendiculate. I remember it. I remember it. Dan, it is not stretching in the way that you think it is.
Oh.
The term is actually pendiculation, but it can be broken down into pendiculate.
We all do it probably once a day, and I'm doing it now because Scott's never allowed to leave on a holiday weekend again ever, or I will...
abjure him?
I will abjure him. Pendiculate is the act of going...
Oh, your morning stretch.
Often followed by a sigh.
Mm-hmm. Or like when I drink my coffee.
Yes. No, we don't know what that noise is, Dan. That is not pendiculate. Is there some place where these words are going to live, Sam, that if someone wanted to find them, I will do that. I will compile these and put them online at some point.
I can certainly, yeah, I can start working on the Dana and Parks ADD dictionary.
I love it. Abjure.
Abjure.
Is still my favorite. 913-586-7798. We're about to adjourn and clear the lines for Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances will start right after this break. First in, first up. Now is the best time to get in. 913-586-7798. Or you can text in your grievances to that number. Sam will read those.
Q39 brought... Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.